Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The Western Springs Speedway Association has launched a court battle against the council, following moving the motorsports to Waikaraka Park in Onehunga from its original home ground of 97 years at Western Springs. The association claims the council fabricated documents and did not consult properly during the process. For our weekly catch-up with Auckland Council, News and Editorial Director Joel spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about this judicial review. Auckland Council is also set to discuss plans for properties damaged during the 2023 storms. The council was set to purchase just over 1,200 high-risk homes as part of a voluntary buyout scheme. While council is looking into the sale of some properties, most of the land has low market appeal as a result of damages. However, Joel started off by asking Henderson about the accusations from the Western Springs Speedway Association towards the council and how he was feeling about them.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I wasn't actually at the meeting where the documents were tabled and they did that actual vote. So I'm sort of talking around the background of kind of what I found out, but I wasn't there. So I just want to caveat my answer with that. But look, yeah, Speedway have, expressed the first action with that consultation process, saying they weren't adequately informed as well. They were feeling blindsided and not consulted. So that's kind of how they're feeling, and that they've obviously taken some review action, and we'll just see how that goes. But yeah, so just to be clear, the governing body approved the allocation of $11 million to upgrade Waikaraka Park, and there's kind of several reasons for that, I understand. And one is that in the Western Springs Stadium, the unitary plan limits the motorsport events to 12 a year. Now, with Waikaraka, there's 35 annually allowed, so there is that one element there. The other element, which is while I'm on the topic, is Speedway events at Western Springs incurring losses of approximately $1.1 million. And so that's a tough situation there as well. So, you know, as part of all the watch out and all those kind of discussions, I think there needs to be answers to those things too.
Association spokesman Jason Jones says the aim of the review is to overturn the council's decision, go back and hold a fair process with any development set to be made to develop Waikaraka Park put on hold. Is this a middle ground the council are willing to cooperate to if the review finds the allegations against the council true?
Well, I mean, if the review finds that we have to do something, then we'll do it. We kind of don't have any choice in that matter. And those allegations will be tested in the review process. So I think that's a good thing to kind of tease that out and see whether they do have merit and to go through and kick the tyres on all the process. So at the end of the day, we'll be told sort of what to do and we'll do it from there.
Regarding the original vote, Mayor Wayne Brown, who voted to move the Speedway to Waikaraka Park, turned down a request by Speedway fans to speak to the governing body. Is this an adequate response to addressing Aucklanders in which the council serves?
You know, remembering that I wasn't at the vote, so I'm talking about second-hand discussions here. But, you know, look, I understand that, well, I mean, Wayne Brown's reasons for refusing that kind of public forum request is up to him as chair of the committee, and there for him to kind of answer for. I have no view on what that is or isn't, because I wasn't in the room when that request came up. So, yeah, there's only limited help I can be on that one. But, you know, just taking as read that people do have some concerns, and that's what the review is going to find or not find.
You briefly touched on this earlier, but overall, do you believe this move is really in the best interest of fans? And if so, why?
Look, I think the disappointing elements of all of this is that there hasn't been much of a discussion around the opportunity costs and the benefits here, right? So, as I said, you know, just before, Waikaraka Park, as a motorsport precinct, can have 35 events annually. And hopefully would allow the operating speedway events to turn a profit and to really contribute to that sport and to Aucklanders' enjoyment of it in a way that can be grown, really. The other element of the Western Springs precinct, there's a couple of proposals that I think are very exciting that the city would love us to check out, I'm sure, and many people would, I'm sure, anyway. And so there's opportunity costs and benefits for this move as well. That hasn't come out so much in the discussion.
On to our next topic. Councillors are set to discuss plans on what to do with the vacant land following the buyout of storm-affected properties, such as those from the 2023 Auckland anniversary storm. Is this a move where public feedback can be accepted, or will this solely be decided by the Policy and Planning Committee?
Oh, 100%. Look, I think that people's feedback is crucially important around what we do with the land after we've done the buyouts and done the demolition, and that's going very well, by the way. There's been, you know, a heck of a lot that have been demolished at the moment, but we're still working our way through it. And so that's going to come to a head very soon. And so there's been discussions on things like community gardens, things like that. I think that we do need to think about the safety risks of flood-prone land, right? So that's the reason why they're being bought out in the first place. But at the same time, we need to listen to and act upon as much as we can the wishes of the community.
And what considerations are the council taking into account regarding the safety and the viability of the land?
Yeah, so the buyout process, essentially if you're a Category 3 property, which means you get bought out, that's an intolerable risk to life. That's the test, right? So it's saying that your house in a flood event has such a risk to life that we need to buy it out and we need to demolish it. Now, that's not taken lightly. That's a big thing, right? And the really strange thing is we're having people getting bought out that actually didn't get much flood damage in that particular flood. But they've gone around engineers and looked at it and said, look, this is a ticking time bomb situation kind of thing, so we need to act. And so that's kind of hard for people to understand, but, you know, we're trying to protect people as much as we can going forward because climate change is going to mean we're going to have huge storm events in the future as well, and we need to look out for that and be prepared.
Speaking more to that, in purchasing this land, are the council planning on upgrading infrastructure to better contend with future natural weather events such as the anniversary storm?
Yeah, 100%. So we've got something called the Making Space for Water program. So a couple of areas of Auckland at the moment are funded, and we'll see how many more can come online. But places like Clover Drive, which is in my ward, which is in kind of the Rānui, Lower Massey kind of area, we'll be looking at making that place safe where people can actually live there if they want to in the future. And it's things like fixing a troublesome bridge that created a dam situation during the night of the floods, working on stream restoration and stream health and widening things and doing all kinds of engineering issues that we can build around the situation to make it safe for people in storms.
As a council for Waitakere, which you just mentioned, this move must hit quite close to home for you considering how much of Waitakere was affected during the 2023 Auckland anniversary storm. Have you heard much from residents in your area and ward about what they are wanting to happen with this land?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, it's been a few years now, but people are still kind of shell-shocked even now, and they're still trying to piece their lives back together, and we need some things like counselling support still for people. But where people are able to look out from their own situation and sort of start to look at a community neighbourhood basis, we have had ideas, and one of the bigger ideas has been things like community gardens. We can bring people together and bring a sense of community and neighbourhood back to the areas that have had some buyouts, you know, and that's been one of the big ones. But yeah, people are coming forward all the time with ideas. We're doing little street corner meetings for people that have been affected and talking to them through their situation and what they want to do in the future. So, you know, it's a program that we've got our ears open, absolutely.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to News and Editorial Director Joel about a court challenge to the relocation of the Western Spring Speedway and future flood-damaged properties.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95 BFM.